Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You are listening to Viral Podcasting, the place to go to learn how to generate a six-figure income or more from your podcast. To get the latest tips and information, go to ViralPodcasting.com.
Welcome back to Viral Podcasting. This is training number 7. So how do you make your show go viral? How did I do it? What were the most important things that I did? Well, first, it was determining the format of my show. I decided, I knew a lot about economics. I knew a lot about the economy, about precious metals, about investing. But, and here's the big but, I felt that there were people out there that knew far more than I did, whether they had MBA next to their name or PhD or whatever. Like, I was an attorney for a lot of years. I'm not so easily swayed or impressed by so-called experts. I'm just not. I mean, look, education, there are two types of education. Education that you get in school, the education that ends up, if you stick with it long enough, in the form of a degree or becoming a medical doctor or a PhD. And then there's education that you get in life. Just because you graduate from college or grad school or medical school or law school, that doesn't mean your learning experience in life ends. In fact, if you're smart, that's when it just starts. Really, your education in primary school, in secondary, high school, college, grad school, it's only giving you the tools required so that your learning can really take off when you get into the real world. My grandfather made it to 8th grade. And you know what? He never stopped learning once he got out of 8th grade. Very successful man in business. He had a natural proficiency for algebra and geometry. Was a very successful roofer. My father never went to college, spent like a semester, didn't have time to do it, was raising a family, had to support them. And, he studied, took courses, and being a lifelong learner, far more important than, or potentially far more important than where your degree came from. So podcasting, same thing. You know, there were no courses in college given at the time when I learned it 5 years ago on how to podcast. Cliff Ravenscraft was kind of the only guy in town who was really teaching it. So I took his course for a month and it was online. Amazing experience. A lot of what he taught you was from other videos, YouTubes he had created. We had a weekly conference call. There were 10 or 20 of us on there. Other materials he gave us that he had written. Hey, they weren't teaching podcasting at school at that point. For all I know, they might not be anymore. Actually, I do know the Columbia School of Broadcasting teaches you how to podcast. I know this because I taught a course about podcasting at the Columbia School of Broadcasting. Believe it or not, it was a lot of fun. And these kids were really into it. So how do you go viral? Well, there's a lot of different ways. Number one, let's go back to picking the name. Okay. The name is so important because then what's in a name, as Shakespeare said, well, a lot is riding on your name. You pick the right name and it will just help you so much. Don't forget, in the book, we talk about trademarking. I don't want to go back to law school and teach you all about copyright and trademark, but very important that you obey the copyright laws because it'll land you in a boatload of trouble if you don't. And very important that you trademark your show if you believe that that's going to be necessary for your success. And what you have is trademarkable. You can easily run the search, like I said before, in the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office website online for free. Trademarking your show, your name is around $225 and up. I don't remember the exact cost. Easy enough to find out. Very easy to do. Don't need to be a lawyer to do it, but it doesn't hurt. So, how did I do it? Wasn't the sexy name, I assure you. FinancialSurvivalNetwork.com. Okay name. Didn't help. didn't hurt. Helped maybe a little. So my name wasn't a household one. So here's the things that I did. I looked for great guests. And what I would do was, because I was a pretty good interviewer, I could make my guests sound really interesting, even if they were a complete bore. How do you do that, you ask? Well, you need to read Valerie Geller's book on Beyond Creating Powerful Radio and what I've excerpted in my book, Viral Podcasting, and practice interviewing. It is so important that you become a master interviewer. You can't even imagine. Okay? Storytelling. Yes, storytelling. So pick your guests wisely. Pick your guests, people who have broad followings, who have got blogs, who've got other podcasts as well. People who are really out there and have wide recognition. So look, anyone who runs a blog, a website, is constantly looking for content. That's what I realized. They're starved. They're in a never-ending battle looking for content. And when I first started out, I was on a radio station. I was paying major money to be on this station. It was a 50,000-watt station just outside of New York City. It had reformatted, so it really had zero following. It was worthless to me. But I could say to the guests, look, I'm on the radio. I'm a radio show host. I'm not just a guy, a podcaster. Anybody could be a podcaster, but not anybody can be a radio show talk show host. So it sets you apart. Later on, I realized, hey, I could go to Greenwich, Connecticut for a fraction of the price of that station that I was on, and I could be in the most famous financial capital probably in North America, but if not the world. Everybody in the financial arena knows Greenwich, Connecticut. I mean, everybody knows them, knows this town, incredibly wealthy town. And it cost me $800 a month. And everybody, every financial person, when they saw my card, jumped to be on the show. It was the funniest thing. So you be choosy on who you want for your guests. Eventually, just about every guest I've ever wanted has come on my show, with one or two exceptions. And eventually they'll be on as well. Make them look good, but don't be a pushover. You can confront them when you don't agree, but do it in a gentlemanly fashion. You're not Bill O'Reilly. Don't interrupt. Always have good manners. Every now and then I get feedback from listeners saying, you interrupt too much. You know, you're not the center of attention. Your guest is. Well, I guess sometimes I do fall into bad habits. It's entirely possible. So, you know, I go back, I look at what I'm doing, and you know, sometimes they're right. Sometimes I don't agree with them, but it makes me more mindful of what it is I'm doing. So have good guests on, send them a link, tweet them out. All right, tweet them out, use hashtags, put them up on Farcebook, some people call it, Fakebook, others call it. But depending upon your age demographics, going to determine how effective social media is. My experience is social media has not been the most effective in promoting podcasts. I find doing guest posts on other people's sites and getting your post up, your link to your interview on popular websites is the most effective way to promote my site. I've gotten millions of downloads using that strategy because, like I said, anyone with a website is starved for content and they want media content. So this is just one of the many ways that we have used to go viral. And you never know how good it's going to go. Third-party websites that aggregate content are extremely valuable. You need to search them out for your field. They exist. You just might not know about them. Whether it's politics, science, social, whatever it is, they definitely exist. And follow them up, and you will definitely be able to find those aggregators of content. And some of them have amazingly large followings. So just a few ways to go viral. A lot more in the book, a lot more in the course, a lot more what I teach you. And that's it for now. So training number 8 is coming up. And training number 8, we talk about analytics. Analytics are so important to the success of your show. You need to know everything there is to know about analytics. Analytics are the buzzword. It basically means statistics. It's the new 21st century word for statistics. So that's it for now. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back soon with training number 8.
This has been another episode of Viral Podcasting. Be sure to visit us at viralpodcasting.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.